All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The 2014 NBA draft is officially in the books, and for all 30 NBA teams, they hope that this is the beginning of putting all of the pieces into play for what they are anticipating could be a championship run, and ultimately for one team, the opportunity to hoist up the coveted Larry O'Brien trophy as NBA champions in 2015. Now, you look at the two teams that came into the draft owning the first and second overall picks, respectively. I'm talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers and, secondly, the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, originally, it was expected that the Cavaliers were going to take former Kansas University center Joel Embiid with the first overall pick, but once Embiid was injured, the Cavaliers decided to pass on him. Now, in his place, the Cavaliers selected his teammate, his college teammate, in shooting guard Andrew Wiggins. Now, Wiggins comes in at 6'8". He was a phenomenal player this past season at Kansas. He averaged over 17 points per game and nearly 6 rebounds. And the guy who went second overall behind Wiggins was Duke University product Jabari Parker. Now, Parker was a guy, you know, he really at times, he put the Blue Devils on his back this season. You're talking about a player that averaged over 19 points per game, nearly 9 rebounds, and he was a first-team All-American this year at Duke. Now, these two players, you know, of course, both of them were one and dones. They clashed earlier at the beginning of the 2013-2014 college basketball season at the United Center in Chicago. Of course, Jabari Parker being from Chicago, he had a lot of his hometown folks on hand to see him play. But in that game, it was Kansas that defeated Duke by a score of 94-83. So you look at the potential for a budding rivalry between these two players. Of course, they played against each other in high school on the AAU circuit. Of course, in their one season collegiately at Kansas and Duke, respectively. And now they're going to see each other on a four-time basis during the season as members of the Central Division. So the debate is going to begin. It came into last year in college basketball as far as Wiggins and Parker, and it's going to continue right now. And I think it's a situation that is good for everybody involved because you have two young players going to two of the smaller markets in the NBA, of course, Cleveland and Milwaukee. So it gives an opportunity to uplift both of those franchises, more so for Milwaukee than Cleveland. You look at a Cleveland team, it's going to be interesting to see how Wiggins is going to fit into this team. He's going to a squad that already has Kyrie Irving, Deion Waiters, and Tristan Thompson. And if the Cavaliers can ever figure out what to get out of the 2013 number one overall pick in Anthony Bennett, this team is going to be extremely deep. So it's going to be an interesting situation to see where exactly Wiggins will fit in with this club. On the flip side for Parker right now with Milwaukee, this is a team that's desperate to get some type of footing for themselves as an organization and for their sake get back to the postseason. So Wiggins is going to come in and he's going to have to really fight for opportunities on the court where it's going to be Jabari Parker or bust for the Milwaukee Bucks. Right now, I think Parker is going to have more of the upside being that he's going to have more opportunities to showcase his talent while Wiggins is not going to have that opportunity first time around with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But still, I think this is a great rivalry for the NBA. And like I said, it's going to be a great rivalry for Cleveland and Milwaukee. Granted, when you talk about Cleveland and Milwaukee, it's a situation where it doesn't really roll off of the tongue as a sexy rivalry for the average sports fan. But it's a situation where the folks in those two respective cities will get their money's worth out of both of these youngsters in Wiggins and Parker. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.